Hi, Jess.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's gone good. Welcome to Lifestyle Choices Podcast. And welcome to the guests on the show here. Really appreciate everyone being here. So today's episode is all about yoga, ways to reduce stress. Might call it the yoga chill, right, Jess?
Oh, yeah.
So she's my special guest. She's a very good friend of mine. She's a yoga instructor. So she's going to be sharing a little bit more about yoga after I share my experience here. So first of all, you know, spring is a time to refresh ourselves, right? And last week, time before that, we've been talking a lot about spring and revitalization, just like, you know, doing an oil change on your car. We talked about last week about doing a detox and the Revive program. Well, exercise is a huge part of that. You know, and what kind of exercise? And yoga, believe it or not, is an awesome way to even detox your system. It's gentle, it's powerful. And just a little bit about my experience before I introduce Jess and she'll go into more detail. I was first introduced to yoga after I had an experience of a car accident. And prior to the car accident, I'd been super fit. I had worked out all the time. I was a runner. I even did bodybuilding. I was striving or wanting to do a triathlon, which was kind of a fantasy more than a reality. But nevertheless, I was really fit. So I had this car accident and it led me to the doctor. And the doctor basically said, you can't run anymore, at least for quite a while. So it really bummed me out because I'd really enjoyed that. I was doing it 3-4 times a week, you know? So my feeling about yoga was like, that seemed kind of a little bit too relaxed, you know? And I wanted something that was going to be a good workout. And so I wasn't really sure, but I thought, well, I'll give it a try and see what it's like. So once I plugged in, I found it to be not only enjoyable, but it was really challenging. I mean, some of the poses that you do and the intensity, I was like, wow, you know, it was really making a difference in my body, as well as I was dealing with an upper respiratory problem at the time. And I even had lost my voice for a short period of time. And I found that through the upper body workouts and developing more flexibility, it opened up my breathing to the point where my voice came back and I felt really good and really good. So I had a tremendous amount of respect for yoga and what it can do. So on that note, I'd like to introduce my friend, Miss Jessica Hunter, and she's going to take it from there. Go for it, Jill.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jess, Jessie, or Jessica Hunter, whichever one you like the best. And like Joy said, we're really great friends for over a decade now, I'd say. And I'm also a big fan of her Lifestyle Choices, Joy to Be blog and podcast. So it's really an honor to join the podcast blog today to share with everyone a little bit about yoga and my health journey, the effects of the pandemic, and moving forward. So, you know, as a child, I was a little bit of a chubby kid. I did the yo-yo dieting. I gained weight in cycles for many years. And by the time I was a junior in college in 2006, not only had I gained the freshman 15, but my body mass index, or BMI, classified me as obese, and I decided I wanted to make a change. So my best girlfriend had just started taking a yoga class at the College Rec Center and invited me to join her. And this class and instructor were absolutely amazing. I experienced my first true feeling of like a mind-body connection, and I was hooked on yoga ever since. And we invited my roommate, who's, you know, a guy who's like great, physically fit. And when he was doing this workout that my girlfriend and I were doing, he literally turned fire engine red, was dripping sweat. And, you know, so it really just goes to show that yoga is absolutely no joke. And, you know, I also started walking, and then I hit my goals. I lost 20 pounds and decided, hey, I I did that. I can lose 20 more. And so I sure did. And, you know, until I hit my goal weight that I was going for. And then eventually I had to move away from my college town, as you know, people do. And when I moved away, it was also during the recession. So I didn't have a whole lot of money to go to these yoga classes at the fancy studios. And my main exposure would be at like gyms and fitness centers where, you know, it's no nonsense. You get in, do your workout, get out of there. And, you know, eventually I, you know, they would have these like new student discounts at the fancier studios. And, you know, I tried those out as well. I did the hot yoga. I really enjoyed all the little perks that they had with their props, with the blocks and the things. But no matter how many new teachers I went for, they really never measured up to that first class that I took. And so, in my opinion, it's the instructor that really can make a huge difference with your yoga experience and not necessarily the place itself. So, if you've tried yoga before and you didn't like it, don't write off yoga completely. Maybe a style or instructor. And, you know, when I found myself really not vibing with the classes in my area after my most recent move to Atlanta, Greater Atlanta, I decided it was time to, you know, bite the bullet and learn how to become a yoga instructor myself. And once I made that determination and started researching the different programs, I found a studio that was completely and perfectly in rhythm with my life. I had just enough time to complete all the prerequisites, and they even offered a $5 noon weekday class, which worked perfectly with my work schedule and my budget. And all of my teachers, mentors, classmates, and all the assignments, they were beyond my greatest expectations. And I just love everyone there. I love this studio. And I really felt like that very first instructor I had could have been trained, you know, here, there at that studio. So, you know, at that point in my health journey, I'd been vegan for about 2 years. I work at a warehouse that's basically like a paid workout is what I call it. And I was really pretty advanced at yoga at that point. However, in August, 2 months before my yoga teacher graduation, I started developing this painful lump that prevented me from using like my left side, not my whole left side, but my left arm, my neck, all that area was just very tender and sore. And somehow, some way, I still ended up graduating on time in November of 2019. But then that next month, less than a month later, I had to have surgery to remove what ended up being an infected lymph node in my neck. But looking back on it, that injury was such a blessing, you know, because I've never had to do yoga while injured before. And I, you know, learned how to modify poses. I also learned what it felt like to be in an advanced class and not be able to do everything that everyone else in the class is doing. So, you know, it really helped me understand that people of any, you know, everybody can find a yoga class and get something out of it, you know. And so as I was healing after my graduation, the pandemic, of course, started creeping in. So right when I was ready to spread my wings and become this awesome yoga instructor, the studios all closed down. I, you know, couldn't even imagine teaching a class online since I'd never even taught a class in person, let alone remotely, you know.
Oh, wow, that must have been a challenge. So what do folks do when they want to try yoga, but all the studios are closed?
Well, you know, fortunately, there's the internet out there. And honestly, there are hundreds upon thousands of free yoga classes you can do on YouTube. And so when people are, you know, they don't really know where to get started, I normally would recommend, how much time do you have? Where are you in your yoga practice? And just plug in those two things. You've got 5 minutes, beginner, go for it. You've got 30 minutes, you're intermediate or advanced, that's fine. And then, you know, also if you're experiencing something like a specific area that you want to focus on, you know, there's going to be a class for that. There's yoga for core strength, yoga for lower back pain, you know, you name it, there's a class for it.
Yeah, I agree. What if you don't have all those yoga and accessories? You know, you see all these fancy things, like especially the ones that people talk about they get at TJ Maxx. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Oh, yeah.
What would you recommend?
Well, you know, you can totally get creative with it. You don't have to have a yoga mat even. You can start with a towel or a blanket. You can use a pillow for a bolster. When I first got started, I didn't even know what a bolster was. It's something that you can lay on to adjust your position so that it's a little bit more comfortable for you if you're just getting started. You know, some people can't even sit in a cross-legged position comfortably. So if you sit on a bolster, you know, it's not as much stress on your hips and knees. You want to, you know, add these props in, you know, so that you don't injure yourself. They're there so you don't force yourself to go too far, you know, but there's other stuff as well. You can use a belt for a strap. You know, you don't even really need that much space to practice in. You know, if you just imagine how much room you'd need to make a snow angel, boom, that's all the room you need. And then on top of that, when the weather gets nice, you can move your setup outside. And, you know, personally, I had all kinds of excuses for not doing yoga, even when I loved it. You know, it's all really kind of just conquering your mind is kind of the hardest part. But, you know, I didn't have mirrors at home. So I was like, oh, I can't do yoga if I can't see if I'm aligned or not, you know?
Yeah.
But then guess what? The studio where I received my certification, they didn't have any mirrors. So you know what?
Really?
You don't need them. So then what excuse do I have, you know? So I would say one thing you can, there ain't nothing to it but to do it.
That's right. That's absolutely right. So I know you've talked about teaching, but are you teaching now?
Well, yes. The pandemic, I would hate to say, but forced me, you know, to finally create a studio right in my own house. And I've been doing a free weekly yoga chill class. And
awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. And when I was doing yoga in the gym, I'd never heard of any of the like different styles and types of yoga there were out there. I really didn't even know until my yoga teacher training that doing the poses or asanas, like the physical aspect of yoga, is only 1/8 of what yoga actually is. You know, that's only 12.5%. That's such a small portion. And
wow.
Yeah. So there's a couple styles of yoga, yin yoga or restorative yoga. And these are, you know, basically just deep relaxation type classes where you might hold a pose for, you know, 3 to 5 minutes, usually like on the ground or on the floor. You're not like, you know, holding, you know, tree pose for forever. But the feeling that you get at the end of a yoga class, whether it's just a relaxing class, a restorative class, or even, you know, a power yoga class, when you're done, you just feel so good. Your mind, your body, your heart, you know, all of that. And so, you know, there's so much that encompasses what yoga actually is. You know, just breathing is yoga, you know, meditating is yoga. So basically any level, anyone can do yoga for however much time you have, you can do it. And you're going to receive those benefits of calming, centering, and basic self-care that, you know, we all need right now with everything that's going on. And I just want to say, I hope that helps inspire some people to begin a yoga journey. If you have any questions on anything regarding yoga, you can email me directly at lotusyogijess@gmail.com. It's going to be posted again in the blog. If you have questions about maybe, hey, you want to become a yoga instructor, or you'd like to join my free, it's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time yoga chill class, you are more than welcome to join. Just send me your email. I'll send you the link about an hour before the class, which gives you time to send any feedback. If you're, you know, say, hey, you know, my neck is sore this week, can we have a little attention there? And then also, if you just have any general questions at all, I would be more than happy to answer them. And I'm just so appreciative of everyone's time. And thank you again, Joyce, for allowing me to be on your blog.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that reminds me of this quote by Ganga White. He says, in truth, yoga doesn't take time. It gives time. So it's like everything that you were saying is like any small amount of effort we do to help our body, we gain so much, you know, and it's, you feel good, you gain, you can do more, and you really can enjoy life more with a healthier body. So I know everyone that's listening to the podcast is seeking that and wants to just explore their options. And this is definitely an easy option for you to do. So thanks again, everybody, for stopping by. We both appreciate your time. And if you enjoyed this blog and podcast, please subscribe, you know, or share it with a friend. So I'm going to, again, post Jessica's information on the podcast as well as the blog. Remember, please take care of yourself. You deserve the best life. This is your host, Joyce Wood, signing out for now. Bye-bye.